Okay, let's try to go over two ideas relating to Hanukkah. First idea is a very profound idea. Comes from Rav Moshe Wolfson. It's very deep, and it's so deep, I really don't understand it at all. But it's something to think about. Rabbi Moshe Wolfson, he is the Mashiach of Tervidas, he is the Rav of very Choshev Kila and Munas Yisrael, and he says something that is very, very deep. Too deep, in fact. Let me just find the place. Is Yud Tav Resh Ein. Okay. It's something to think about, and that's about it. Tav Resh Ein. Let me turn to the page. Okay, here we go. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos is the makor for the laws of Chanukah. The Gemara begins with the words "My Chanukah." This daf Gemara in Shabbos daf Chof Aleph of the Beis My Chanukah. The Tanur Rabbanon. The Rabbanon learned B'Chof Hey B'Kislev on the 25th day of Kislev. Yoimei DeChanukah Temanya Inun. These are very hard words to translate literally. One more time. The 25th day of Kislev, Yoimei DeChanukah, the days of Chanukah, Timanya Inun, are 8. There are 8 days of Chanukah. Deloy Lemispad Gehoin, upon which we do not eulogize. Udeloy Lehis Anos Behon, we do not fast. Why? The Gemara goes on to describe the story. She ki שנכנסו יוונים להיכל תימו כל השמונים שבהיכל וכי שגבר מלכוס בייס חשמונוי וניצחום בודקו ולמוצו אלה פח אחד של שמן שיימונח בחסמת של כהן גדול ולהוי בו אלה הלג יום אחד נעשה בינס והיליקו ממנו שמונה ימים. Okay, but I want to focus on the first few words. My Chanukah בחוף היי בקיסלב יוימי די חנוכה תמניה אינון. On the 25th day of Kislev, the days of Chanukah are 8. The words don't, they don't flow well. So if we go to Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, he writes, when he describes the miracle of Chanukah, he actually quotes the words of the Gemara. Simin Tav Resh Shayin, Dvorim Ha'asudim V'Hamutonim B'Chanukah, Bo Gimel Sifim, Aleph, B'Chof Hei B'Kislev, Ches Yemei Chanukah, Arches Yimei Chanukah. Now he doesn't say it in Aramaic, but he pretty much translates the Aramaic into Hebrew. B'chof Hei B'Kislev, Ches Yimei Chanukah. Or 8 Yimei. Now also it doesn't really flow well. So along comes the Ramah to the rescue. The Ramah, you have to look this up inside, in the beginning of Simin Tav Resh Ayin, the beginning of Laws of Chanukah, Hilchos Chanukah, the first thing, there is a Hagah from the Ramah, it's in parentheses, and he adds in a word to make everything flow better. Maschilin Ches Yimei Chanukah. Don't read B'chof Hei B'Kislev Ches Yimei Chanukah. That's not a way to write. It's not a way to write. The Ramah has a beautiful way of writing. For some reason here, he was very mekatsa. He didn't show his expertise, his koyach haksiva. Why did he, obviously the Mechaber is taking from the Gemara. The Gemara has this very strange expression, Yomei dechanukah temanyo inun, so if you translate that into Hebrew, it's b'yichof ei b'kislev, ches yimei chanukah. Ches yimei chanukah doesn't make sense. So here it's maschilin, it begins the 8 days of Chanukah. What's going on here? So Wolfson says something that is amazing. It's so profound, I really don't understand what it means. I told you, I have no clue, but it's something to think about. How do you view the miracle of Chanukah? They ask the average person, they'll tell you, well, they came into the Beis HaMikdash, the 25th day of Kislev, and they found oil, and the oil was only enough to last for 24 hours, or for 12 hours. Guess what? It kept on going. It kept on going, and the oil, the light, the ore lasted the 25th day, 26th day, 27th day, 28th, kept it going. What was the miracle? The world, everything in the world, Olam Kimin Hagoy Nahog. It's that the oil was magical oil. The oil had the magic. The oil was able to produce light for 8 times more than it should have. That's one way of looking at the miracle. Let me give you another way to look at the miracle. The oil only burned for 1 day. Oil only can burn for that. That's the way it is. It only can last for 12 hours, 24 hours, that's it. Do you know what happened? Hashem took 8 days and compressed them into 1 day. It's not that the oil outlasted its expiration date. Hashem took Zaman. The whole world changed. Hashem took the world and Hashem said, look at this, the oil is only enough to last for 1 day. So you know what? What's the ikkar, what's the tafel? Is the ikkar, the world, and this oil is just some insignificant thing in the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash, the Menorah, the Or Torah, is everything. This is the world. Everything else is nonsense. So if we have to do something in order to allow the Ner to last for 8 days, I'm not going to play around with the ikkar. I'm not going to tamper with the DNA of the world. What I'll do is, I'll have the 8 days of this world compressed into 1 day. So it just so happens that what it looks to the average person as if the Ner lasted for 8 days, but really the truth is the Ner lasted what it was supposed to last. Hashem rearranged the environment. And when you look at the miracle in that fashion, that's exactly what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, my Chanukah, what is Chanukah? It's not that the oil lasted for 8 days. The Tanu Rabbanon, the Chafei B'Kisei, when the Rabbanon's perspective, the Iker is the Ner, Shemen of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tofel is the world. And when there's a conflict between the two, the world has to conform to the Ner. B'chafei B'kislev, in the 25th day of Kislev, on that calendar day, Yoimei D'chanuka Tam Yinun. There are 8 days compressed into that 1 day. It's amazing, amazing. That's the simple translation of the words. One more time. On the 20th, in the 25th day of Kislev, Yoimei D'chanuka Timanya, the 8 days of Chanukah Inun are there. They're compressed. And that's exactly what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber says, B'chafei B'Kislev, in the 25th day of Kislev, Ches Yimei Chanukah. There are 8 days of Chanukah compressed. The Ramah says, it doesn't fit, because the Ramah is translating the words for people like me. Well, this is a very profound idea to understand that the Ner only lasted for 1 day, only lasted for its allotted time, and the world was compressed into 8 days. So therefore, for people like me who don't get it, there are moeds maschilin. It begins the next 8 days, Ches Yimei Chanukah. But it's a very profound way of looking at the miracle. And I want to suggest, maybe he says, I'm not sure if he says, I don't think he says, but maybe he says this, this really is the machloikis Beishamai and Beis Hillel. What does Beishamai say? Beishamai says 8 candles. Why? Because as time goes on, you're decompressing. When Chanukah begins, you have 8 days right there. The 8 days are all compressed. As time goes on, the miracle is decompressing. So now we only have 7 days left, 6 days left, 5 days left. Beis Hillel is for the average man. The average man doesn't have these, doesn't relate to the miracle in such a profound way. So the first day, this 1 candle, we go the second day, we go higher. The oil keeps on lasting for another day, until we come to 8 days. It's a very, like I told you, a very profound idea. It forces us to ask the question, what's the ikkar and what's the tafel? What is the miracle? Is the miracle a localized miracle? If you look at the miracle the way we are accustomed to looking at the last 8 days, it's a private miracle. Who even knew? A lot of Mepharshim are very troubled. Who even knew about the miracle? Who was allowed to go into the Heichal? Only the Kohanim. So this is a miracle the whole Klal Yisrael celebrates? We put out the Ner Chanukah and the Rishus HaRabim in the street? in Pesach Beis Machutz, but in the Beis Hamikdash. Where was the menorah? It was inside, in the most private quarters. No one saw the menorah. Okay, if you want to learn, what? There's a whole shiloh, they took the menorah out, they brought it to the public to show people, but Pasha's symbol on the understanding of the miracle is the miracle took place in the Heichal, and the only one that's in the Heichal of the Kohanim, the Hamoyin Am did not know that it happened. They had to be told by the Kohanim, guess what, a miracle happened.
They couldn't see the menorah from the Ezra's.
Maybe they could, so, but that's, there are a lot of answers how to deal with this. How did the whole world really know the miracle happened? Because the only one that goes inside the Heichal of the Kohanim, and they just don't have free reign, they just can't go whenever they want.
Forget about Hanukkah, the rest of the time.
Not really, you don't see what's going on, no. From the Ezra's Noshim? No, you cannot see.
The doors were open.
I don't know. Seemingly not. Seemingly you had to peek in. It wasn't necessarily easy access. We learned that on the Regalim they would take the Shulchan out to show the people. Why do they have to show? Let them look inside. The doors are open. So go, you can see the Lechem upon them. The smoke is rising. The steam is rising. So the same way it's hard to see, so it's hard to see the menorah also. Okay, maybe, yeah, maybe not. I don't know the answer. But the point is, it still took place in a private location. If you learn the miracle is that the oil, it's this particular oil and this particular menorah lasts for 8 days, you're limiting the miracle to something very, very small. But if you look at the miracle the other way, where the oil, it lasted for 1 day, 24 hours. The whole world changed. Time was different. What that means, obviously, is something that's very hard to relate to. But it's a different world. 8 days with 8 cycles were compressed into 1 time period. You didn't feel it. It felt like 8 days. You look at your watch, but really, in the big picture of things, time, it was a different world. That's a whole different type of miracle. That's a miracle that was sensed, that was appreciated from one end of the world to the other end of the world, and then it explains the language and explains the greater significance of the miracle. Yeah.
So it's something like the concept of tzimtzum that I don't understand either.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a very profound idea. What is a nafka mina? There is none. It can't give you a nafka mina. I'm trying to give you some conceptual nafka mina, machlokes beshames hillel, of decompression and going forward. It's an idea, there's something over there. But more than that, like I told you, it's something to think about. It definitely changes the focus of what is the miracle, from the object or to the environment. Object versus environment. Okay, now I want to go to another idea. When someone mentioned this before, I want to bring out a new point which occurred to me. Yes, I want to discuss the connection between Hanukkah and Sukkos. Okay, yesterday, I came across a sefer, Beis Yishai, by, I think, of Diane Fisher, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, he has Drush, he has a sefer on Drush. It's hard to get the sefer. I had it, got it many years ago, called Beis Yishai, 2 volumes, Drushos. Beis Yishai. And, probably this is brother, this is Diane Fisher's brother, I don't remember. But, in any event, in the sefer Beis Yishai, he collects 9 similarities between Hanukkah and Sukkot. A lot of Sfarim make the connection, but he really goes to town. I'll just run through very quickly. First of all, they're both 8 days. Right? Number two, both we say Hallel Shalem on Sukkot. Unlike Pesach, we only say Chatzi Hallel. Right? Number three, they both have a concept of Yotzei L'chutz on Sukkot. Say Midiras Keva and go to a Diras Arai. Leave. There's an element of leaving your bias. Say, depart. Chanukah, Mipesach, Beisai, Mibachutz. We spoke about this, the similarity of Noshim, being that it's Tsei, women to a certain degree are excluded from these two mitzvahs, because Kol Kvuda, Bas Melech, Penima. And being that these two Yom Tovim have an element of Tsei, it's something which women relate to in a different way. Okay, now we discussed they both have a concept of Lamala Me'asara. Now, it's not really accurate because Sukkah is only 7 days. It's not 8 days. So it's not a perfect analogy, but in the concept of Sukkah, which is the mitzvah hayom for 7 of the 8 days of Sukkot. Sukkot is only 7 days. Shmini Atzeres, 8, 7. Okay, that's a different discussion. But in the mitzvah hayom, that's part of this 8-day set, is Sukkah. And the schach may not be above 20 amos. Why? Because above 20 amos, you don't see the schach. You violate leman yedu doyer seichen. Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, lemala more than 20 amos, you can't see the Ner Chanukah. It's persuminisa. There's no persuminisa. So again, we have this concept of 20 amos. The next idea, according to Be'er Shammai, poiches v'hoylech, on Chanukah, Sukkot, the korbanos that are offered, the 70 korbanos for the goyim, it's every day gets 13, 12, 11. According to Be'er Shammai, you're poiches v'hoylech. Number six is that Chanukah, that this we mentioned in Megillas Antiochus, we discussed this a little bit, that one of the reasons why they established 8 days of Chanukah, besides that the oil lasted for 8 days, was that the year before the miracle of Chanukah, the Jewish people were unable to observe the Yom Tov of Sukkot. The sakana was so great that last year, the preceding Sukkot, before the miracle, before the 20th day of Kislev, there was almost no observance of the Yom Tov of Chanukah.
Of Sukkot.
Because of the persecution. So they felt deprived. They felt they had a lot of pain that they were unable to mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkot. So when the miracle of Chanukah occurred, they compensated by making sure that the miracle should last for 8 days. Besides the obvious reason that 8 days, the oil lasted for 8 days, but it was they could have made a one-day Yom Tov of Chanukah. No, they wanted to always remember to compensate for the loss of not celebrating the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Another, number seven is, when did the building of the Beis Hamikdash begin? The first day of Chanukah, first day of Sukkot. This is the famous Skra. That when they started to construct the Mishkan, not the Mishkan. The Mishkan began on the construction of the Mishkan began on the 15th day of Tishrei. That's it's a Rashi, it's a Gemara, it's a Gra, it elaborates upon this. The 15th day of Tishrei was when the Mishkan began. When was the Mishkan complete? On the 25th day. So the Kislev. So the Binyan HaMishkan, it's a fascinating idea. The Binyan HaMishkan went from Sukkot to Chanukah. Exactly. So you have over here a connection between the two. Both Chanukah and Sukkot commemorate Aaron HaKohen. Because Sukkot commemorates the Anane HaKavod. And Chazal tells us the Anane HaKavod came in the Zuchus of Aaron. And also, Chanukah is the pius for Aaron. Aaron had tzad that he was unable. B'haloischa es haneros almul pnei hamenoro yiru shiva pnei nos v'yas kein Aaron. The mitzvah of lighting the neros Chanukah is something that's miyuchit for Aaron akoy. This is the Torah. The Torah is b'haloischa es haneros through the parish of Aaron. There's a lot of Torah which we can go into now enough time, but a lot of the menorah has to do with Aaron akoyin, his lighting of the neros. So you see, both of these chagim commemorate. They relate to Aaron akoyin. Another inyan, number nine, is they both capture the inyan of Hidr Mitzvah. On Sukkot we have the Dal Minim, pre-Eitz Hodor. And in Chanukah we have Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, Neri Shabesai, Muchol Echad V'yachad, Moisef Aholuch Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Okay, so I've given you over here nine different similarities between these two. Now I want to bring on just 2 points. Number one, I want to bring out, there are two different types of Cheses. In a Sefer Torah, how do you write the letter Ches? Ksav Ashuris. Okay, let's do Ksav Beis Yosef, not Ksav Ari. Two Zions. You have two Zions and you have a bridge. What is, right, that's in Sefer Torah, there are two Zions. Ksav Ari, it's a Vav and a Zion. But we're Ashkenazim here, so we'll any Svaradim here? We're Ashkenazim here. A Vav and a Zion, that's Arizal. Nusach Svar, Arizal, but Beis Yosef, it's two Zions. What is the, let me ask you, what is the eighth day of the week? It's the beginning of the week. It's Sunday. There are 7 days of the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And now what's the eighth day of the week? Chazara. You return. Eight represents the concept of Hakafa. Because since this world, the world is built on the principle of seven, when you get to eight, you're basically renewing the cycle once again. And that is captured in the way you actually write the letter Ches in the Sefer Torah. The Ches is the bridge between one cycle of seven and the next cycle of seven. The number eight represents Hakafas. everything in this world is round. Everything in this world, in nature, is in cycles, the seasons. The earth rotates around the sun, and the moon around the earth. Everything in Bria is a cycle, life cycles. Ches captures that everything in life, there's a cycle. Water, rain, there's a cycle. Evaporation, moisture, so on and so forth, rain. So everything in this world is done in cycles. That is the number Ches. It represents the perfection of Teva, of nature. What? That's, I told you, there are two Cheses. But look how a Ches is written in the Sefer Torah. Two Zions. What are two Zions? Why is the Ches two Zions? Because Ches represents the cycle. You get to the end, and what do? You start again. You start again. That's what the Ches is. Then there's another Ches. There's a Ches, there's the cycle is over, Teva, the world was created, al derech ha-teva. And then you take off in a spaceship. L'mala mederech ha-teva. Two different themes in the letter Ches. Teva, the perfection of Teva, and l'mala mederech ha-teva. Chanukah and Purim both have eight. The difference...
Sukkot.
Sukkot, what I'm saying. Chanukah and Sukkot both have eight. The difference between Chanukah and Sukkot is the different types of Cheses. Sukkot, the eight of Sukkot represents the Ches of HaKofer, of Teva, of the perfection of nature. For example, what do we do on the eighth day of Sukkot? We return home. You go out of the sukkah, you go back home. You return where you've come from. We're Messiah in the Sefer Torah, HaKofa. We knew HaKofas. The eighth day of Sukkot is the end of all of the Mo'adim, of the entire cycle of Mo'adim, and now we return. It's the return of renewing the cycle of Mo'adim. There's no l'mala miderech ha-teva on Shmini Atzeres. I think you'll tell me Kabbalistic things, refers to Olam Haba, I'm aware, but on a very simple, mundane level, the eighth day of Sukkot represents we've gone through the entire cycle of Mo'adim, and now we have to, ikvo lai od yoy mechad, we have to now prepare to internalize, to take the lessons that we have gained, or we have accomplished throughout the entire year, internalize it, and let's do it again. Let's renew it. Let's now prepare to renew the cycle. That really is the essence of what we're doing on Shmini Atzeres. There are no mitzvos. There's nothing more to do. There's nothing special on Shmini Atzeres. No more sukkah, no more lulav, no shofar, no matzah, no special karbanos. It's a day to absorb and to restart, to refresh. It's the ches of the two Zions. Chanukah is the other ches. It's the ches of l'mala mederech ha-teva. We go above and beyond. The Ner lasted for 8 days to tell us the Klal Yisrael is not bound, is not limited to Teva. We are above and beyond Teva. That's one idea I want to bring out in these differences. They're both Ches, but there's a major difference in what is the focus of the Ches. Another idea, very quickly, I want to relax like this. They both have in common, another connection between the two is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, what do I mean? Let me read you the Rashi, the end of the Zayis HaBracha, very quickly, I know we're out of time. Very quickly, I'm going to wrap this up. Rashi, I think it's a very chush of a point to bring out. Rashi, in the end of the Zayis HaBracha, Moshe comes from Shevet Levi. So what does Moshe say about Shevet Levi? What does he say? What?
Go ahead.
What does he say about Shevet Levi? Ulevi Omar? Borei Hashem Chelo. May Hashem bless his strength, which means his army. Ufoal Yodov Tirtzeh. You gave this in Yeshir. You said this in Yeshir. Ufoal Yodov Tirtzeh. And the work of his hands may Hashem find acceptable. Mechatz, may he crush, may he break. Masnaim, the legs. As you said, the Yavan in the dream of Daniel is the Masnaim. Kamov of those that attempt, Kamov of Misanov, those that try to rise up, Misanov and Yikmun, and his enemy shall not be permitted to rise up. May Hashem break their legs so that his enemy shall not be able to rise. And what does Rashi say? To read the words of Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu Dover Acher, the second interpretation of Moshe in Rashi, and Pasuk Yud Aleph, Roha Shasidin Hashmonohi Ubonov Nilochim Imayvonim, Vehispalel Alehem, Lifi Shahayu Muatim. Moshe was mispalel for the Avanim. Yud Beis Mibnei Chashmonai, this is a very controversial Rashi. Chashmonai, Yud Beis Mibnei Chashmonai, Ve'elozer Kneged Kamer Vavos, L'kach Nema, Baruch Hashem Chelof, Al Yodav Tirtze. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for the Avanim, his own Chashmonayim, for Chashmonayim, his own Shevet, Shevet Levi, who was mispalel. When was he mispalel this? On his dying day. On the day of when we read Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. On the day when we commemorate the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayal Moshe, Vayom Hashem, the day of the day Shmini Atzeres, to a very, that's the day he actually died, but the day that we commemorate his death to a much greater degree, in the least according to the Minhag, is Shmini Atzeres. The Minhag is Shmini Atzeres, when we sign the Torah, we make a Simchas Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave, one of the reasons why we have Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres, because since the Minhag is on Shmini Atzeres to lane about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayal Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. So we celebrate what Moshe did for us. What did Moshe do for us? He gave us the Torah, Simchas Torah. We commemorate. A lot of Shmini Atzeres is related to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it all starts with, it's the Birchas Moshe, V'zois HaBrocha, Asher Berach Moshe. Moshe's legacy, what he gave to Klal Yisrael. And then Moshe's death, Vayal Moshe, Vayom Hashem. We celebrate the Torah, Simchas Torah. What's Chanukah? Chanukah is the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos were answered, but let's go a step further. There's a very unusual pasuk in the Torah. The first pasuk in Parashas Tetzaveh. What's the first pasha? V'atot Tetzaveh es Yisrael v'yikhu eilecha shemen zayis. Very bizarre. Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, make shemen zayis, bring it to Moshe for approval. Haskama. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Put a schosim on the shemen zayis. Whether you put a little chosim, the only makar in the entire Torah of a chosim, a pach shemen, sheyamunach b'chosim shel kohen gadol, is Moshe Rabbeinu. The first Gemara Masechet Zvachim, Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a kohen gadol. Moshe was chelik b'kodshim, even though he's from Sheva Levi, he's not. But Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a kohen gadol, and the only makar that you find that the shemen zayis has to be inspected by the kohen gadol is shemen zayis Moshe Rabbeinu. To you, Moshe, Shemen Zayizach, and you give your haskama. And what's the miracle of Chanukah? Miracle of Chanukah is v'lohaya v'lebadku v'lemotz v'lepach shem shemich v'choy somay shal kohen gadol. Both Shmini Atzeres, it's the tenth connection. Both Shmini Atzeres and Chanukah have in common Moshe Rabbeinu. Shmini Atzeres is Moshe Rabbeinu's bakasha, his last man, the last wish of a dying man. And what is Chanukah? His legacy. That his last wish was fulfilled in the most grand way, greater than his wildest imagination, what he could imagine. The miracle of Chanukah, the Shem, what it captures, what it represents, the chosam of the Shem in Zayizach, the chosam of Moshe Rabbeinu, what he did for Klal Yisrael, how it lives on, how his tefillah of to his own shevet of the Chashmonoyim, his own shevet, the Chashmonoyim came from the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu. Think about that. It's his own descendants. That's the bracha they gave him his dying day. It is how his life work came to fruition in the miracle of Chanukah. Because the miracle of Chanukah is really the legacy, is really the lives on with us throughout all the generations. And where did it come from? It came from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's all rooted in what Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael. So again, this is just another connection between Shmini Atzeres and Chanukah. Shmini Atzeres was Moshe Rabbeinu's last day, his yearnings, his foundation for Klal Yisrael. And Chanukah is where that those plans come to fruition, and the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu is alive and well. Have a nice day.